Perchaf Aleph, Yom Beis, Parshat Vayetze.
The Rosh and Simon Hay. It's my Shlomo for the Sugya of Avelis. The Rosh brings a kasha. It's Mevur in the Gemara. And what is Seder Advarim? It's Mevur in the Gemara that Seder Advarim is הרישו יופיתו יופוי ויינוי מוזוג וטיפחוי תבוח ומי סובים של חוסן האימא של קלו מכניסים מסמס לחדר וסחוסם וסקר לחופו בויל בי אסמיצו ופוירש ונהג שיבס ימי המשתה ואחר כך נהג שיבס ימי הווילס And the Rosh brings a kasha and the Bahag. The Bahag paskins that Avelus yom rishon deoraisa. We learn that from a pasuk, "Va'achrisa ki yomar, avelus yom rishon is deoraisa." The Rosh and Brochus is marich of them, machlekes with teisvesim, and after Zion. But the Bahag holds that avelus yom rishon is deoraisa. That's the shita of Bahag. Avelus yom rishon deoraisa. Mikoyach that the Bahag paskins la'aloche that if someone dies. And Yom Tov Sheni, the last day, Yom Tov Sheni, the last day of Yom Tov, and the second days of the last day of Pesach, or second days of the last days of Sukkot, not the. The halacha is that Val Avelus Yom Rishon Dei Raise, it's Doiche the Yom Tov Sheni the Rabbanon. That's the halacha. It's doiche the yontav sheni the rabbono. Bemele you noyeg avelus and you not noyeg moyed. As I pask in the Bahag, frek the Rosh if the daloche is that avelus yom sheni the avelus day reise yom rishon. It's doiche yontav sheni. It's doiche yontav sheni. Yontav sheni is a regel. So shivas yimei mishta is also a regel, and it's also a regel the rabbono. So why in our sugya state no yekshivas yemei mishte ve'achar kach no yekshivas yemei avelus? Let the avelus yom rishon deoraisa to upshlok and to be doicha the regel de rabbanon. Yom tov sheni is a regel de rabbanon. This is also a regel de rabbanon. So let the avelus. Let me see the Rosh inside. It's Simon Hey. Ve'noyek shivas yemei mishte. מכאן קושי למה שקוס אבל הלוכס גדלס מי שמס לא ימס ביום טבע האחרון שנויג בי אבילוס משום דה אבילוס יום רישן די רייסה משום דה אבילוס יום רישן די רייסה ויום טב שני די רבונון ועושי עשה די רייסה ודוחי עשה די רבונון די לדברי This is the הלוכת הוכנמי ינג אבילוס ביום הרישן די שיבס ימי המשתה די די רבונון והערכתי בפרק ברוכס מהקוירה if it's the reis of the rabbonon or but the bahag paskins that avelis yom rishon is the reis and it's the reich yontav sheni so if it's the reich yontav sheni why it's not the reich shivas yimei mishte this is the kasha of the Rosh and the Rosh brings down two terutzi one terutz from Rav Meir from the Rama Rav Meir HaLevi the yim echot shal simchas chosan it's also the reis so smach b'yim chatunos b'yim simchas liboy But it's not the drosha, but it's the mocker for the drosha. Amma, the simchas limim rishon yesh esmach min ha-teira. So it's also the reise. The man of the Sheva brochas could be deiche the avelis yom rishon. Ma she'en ken yontav sheni is the rabbono. Okay, so lefi the Rama, that simchas yontav rishon is the yom ha-nesuim, Sheva brochas the first day is the reise, tak is no mokim to the kasha. It's tak is no mokim to the kasha. V'yesh ha-imri, שלא יולו על דאס הגוין, the בהג, לא ימר שהאבילס יום רישן אבי די רייסה. אבל אצנה די רייסה. לא ישכחון שום אבילס מן התירה, אלו הנינוס. היה ארן הכוין, לסר בקודשי, מה עשר שני. אלו דאס הגוין, so why אבילס is די חיון תפשני? לפי שאבילס יש לו רמז ועד מן התירה, that it says in עמויס ואחריסו כיימר. יום תבחון אינו אלו מינג בעל כדם הוא מסך הסבית הילגח דחין יום תבחון מקדם אבלוס This is the reason that Yom Tov Achron is nidche mipnei Avelus. The second Teretz is, so the first Teretz is that Avelus Deiraisa is Deiche Yom Tov Rabbonon. Why is not Deiche first day of Shivas Yom HaMishne? Because Shivas Yom HaMishne is Deiraisa. Second Teretz, Avelus is also Derabbonon. Aber yesh lo ikar min ha-teire. It's Deiche Yom Tov Sheni, then ain't lo ikar min ha-teire. Ah, yobarazei kum tzurik dekash, so let Avelus to be Deiche Sheva Boches. Sheva Boches also doesn't have ikar min ha-teire. If you be doiche, so what will happen? You make the chasene, the first day will be avelus, then will be 6 or 7 days yimei hamishte, and then you will carry on doing again 6 yimei avelus. The avelus will not be beretzifus. Elo sheyotzorich lehafsik ba'avelusoi she'achar yom harishon yenoyeg shivas yimei hamishte, ve'achar kach yashlim avelusoi. Hilkach tzor shehinag shivas yimei hamishte tchilo, ve'achar kach shivas yimei avelus. Masha'en gem yom tov sheni, you do the first day avelus, and then you carry on doing the avelus. And if it's of the yom tov rishon, so anyway, the yom tov achron is deiche the avelus. But that's the teretz of the Rosh. So let me get into the ikar divrei Rosh. The Rosh is telling a kasha, shita sabahag, that avelus is deiraisa and is deiche yom tov sheni. So why by us it's not deiche sheva brachas? One teretz is sheva brachas, the first day is deiraisa. Tak if someone dies, tak in the middle of the sheva brachas, to the first teretz, tak if one day you have to do avelus. The second teretz, zog the Rosh, avelus is the rabbonon, aber yesh lo ikar min ha-teire, it's deiche yom tov sheni, she'en lo ikar min ha-teire. It's deiche yom tov sheni, she'en lo ikar min ha-teire. So why, by us, we don't say that osi avelus de rabbonon sheyesh lo ikar min ha-teire, and will be deiche de sheva brachas? The Teretz is, if it will be deiche de sheva brachas, be a mod bezach, one day avelus, shevas yimei hamishte, and six, it's not retzufim. Dir, it's retzufim. So it's a din of retzufim. We don't want to shterzach de avelus. Yes, on and off. So nish gishmak. Nish gishmak. The shterzach de avelus b'chai gavne. So why is not gishmak the shterzach de avelus b'chai gavne? So this is the way we do it. So two tirutzim. So by the Rosh is only two tirutzim. If avelus deiraisa, why it's not deir sheva boches? One teretz sheva boches is deiraisa. Second teretz avelus is also the rabbonon, and it's deir chedavos she'elu kibun ha-teire. So why by us it's not deir? Because it will be deir, it will not be retzufi. The Ramban and the Ran and all the other Rishonim bring down this kasha also. In the beginning, the Ramban wanted to say that the way that Yom Rishon Deiraisa is Yom HaMise, not Yom HaKvura. So they will push off the Levaya for one day, and the first day will be Ovel, then they'll do the Levaya. But Lemaise, the Rashi said, Koivu Miyad. So the Ramban and the Ran, they say a Teretz. The Teretz is that Einechenami, Avade Avelis is Deiraisa, not like the Rosh in the second Teretz. If Avelis is Deiraisa, so why it's Deiche Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni is Derabono. So why it's not Deiche Sheva Brochas? Why it's not Deiche Sheva Brochas? Zokter, you know why it's not Deiche Sheva Brochas? Mit Deiraisa has to be Deiche Derabono. You know why the Deiraisa is not Deiche Derabono? Yesh koyach lechachomim b'sheva al ta'ase to tell you not to fear tzachavelus. The Loshon Aran. So be'etzem, deiraisa, you have to be over. The Rabbonon want you to keep Sheva Brochas. So they tell you, don't be over. Don't sit on the floor. You're not doing. They tell you, don't go with rice and clothes. Zog the Ramban in the Rosh, but Ravadi, you're not allowed to dance in the first day. Can't be happy. That is the stira to the Avelis. So you're not happy, but you're not keeping Avelis. What? It's a kasha, but you're not, as I said, you don't do dvorim shel simcha. Frek the Ramban and the Ran, no problem. So why in Yom Tov Sheni they don't tell me the same thing? Keep Yom Tov Sheni. You write the midoraisa, you are ovel. B'sheva alta, so you keep Yom Tov Sheni. Again, we're having a kasha. Avelus is doiraisa. I was told the kasha, maybe we'll have it now clearer. Avelus Yom Rishon is doiraisa. So how you feel tzach sheva brachas? How you feel tzach yom tov sheni?
הרי בעצם you over מדי רייסה, and די רייסה is די חדר הבונון. So you write that you made a chasana and you want to walk into שבע ברוכס, אבל you over מדי רייסה, and while you over מדי רייסה, how you could keep שבע ברוכס. This is the kasha. The bahag was מחדש that you over די רייסה. If the bahag was מחדש, the avilis is די רייסה. So the first day of my שבע ברוכס, the whole שבע ברוכס is הדר הבונון די גזח. מדי רייסה I'm a over. How I could keep שבע ברוכס the first day? This is the kasha בעצם. So Rosh says one teretz, Shabbos is also day reise. Also is good. Second teretz is Avelis Be'etzim is the Rabbonon, it's not even day reise. So Mele Shabbos could really day chet. So why not if Sheini it's not day chet? Because Be'etzim, the Avelis has Iker Min HaTeire, and this doesn't have Iker Min HaTeire. I said Shver here also, so why to let it be day chet by us? The answer is, with day chet by us, it will not be Retzufis. The Ramban says, you know how you write that Avelis is day reise? And the Raisa has to be doiched the Rabbanon, or the Rabbanon could tell you b'sheva altase not to keep the Avelis. I could tell you b'sheva altase not to keep the Avelis, so why didn't you tell me to do it in Yom Tov Sheni? So the Ran answers, because they don't want to tell you. With the Raisa you have to be over. Why did they tell you? So why by us they told me? So then again, because if you're not, it would be one day Avelis, six Sheva Brachas, and then again Avelis. So it's not Gishmak. Back to the Teretz of the Rosh. The Rabbi has no Teretz. Lean your name. I want to be Maimi. There's one Amodas Hashitas, and then the Cheshbon of the Sugya. Amodas Hashitas. Amodas Hashitas is Be'etzem that the Rishonim have a Kasha. And our Sugya state that you do first Sheva Brachas, and then Avelis. The Rishonim ask, Lefi Shita Sabahak. That Avelis is Dei Raisa, and it's Dei Chayon Tav Sheini, because Dei Raisa is Dei Chayon Tav Sheini. So by us also, the Avelis Yom Rishon has to be Dei Chayon Tav Sheva Brachas. Sharki Kasha. So one Teretz is, Sheva Brachas is also Dei Raisa. Remove the question. So we don't have to discuss that Teretz. That Teretz tells that the Kasha is Nishkan Kasha. You write Dei Raisa is Dei Chayon Tav Rabbanon, Sheva Brachas is Dei Raisa. The Kiddush to know that the first day of Sheva Brachas is Dei Raisa. But back to the question without the Teretz. Without the Teretz, we have a kasha. Chazal will mind me to us to make first 7 days Sheva Brachas and then Shivim Avelis. Fregen the Rishonim, the Bahag said that Avelis has a koyach to be doiched the regel of Yom Tov Sheni. So why the Avelis is not doiched the first day of Sheva Brachas? So the Rosh says, you're right, the whole thing is the Rabbanon. Because yes, lo ikam in atayra, here is no ikam in atayra. So Yom Tov Sheni, they're very happy to push off the Yom Tov Sheni. By us, they're not so happy to push it off. Why? Because if they push it off, it'll be a mess. It'll be the first day Avelis, Sheva Brachas, and then again Avelis, Nish Gishmak. The Ran says it the same thing in a different way. He writes the Raisa, but b'sheva alta, so they have a koyach to do it. Why they do it by us and they don't do it in Yom Tov Sheni? Because by us, if they don't push off the Avelis, will be a mess. Mashiach and Gedi will not be a mess. Right? These are the shittas harishayim. So I want to shtel the kashe. I will shtel the kashe, I will be my meat. So I'm saying it's two things. It's the amodas shittas harishayim, a cheshman. Shittas harishayim, a cheshman. Avelis could be doiche yon tefsheini, because Avelis is strong. Why Avelis is not doiche the first day of Sheva Brachas? Are it strong? One teretz is, it's like a Sheva Brachas is also strong. Say that. If not, what is the answer? Here, right, it's the Rabbonon. There, they're very happy to push off the Yontif. Here, they're not so happy to push off the Yontif. Why? We'll take the Rosh's teretz. Why they don't want to push off the Yontif? Because the push off the Yontif, they mess up. It'll be first day Avelis, Sheva Brachas, and then again, you may Avelis. No. This is the Shittas HaRishonim. Fragt sich de Kasha. If someone will ask us 7 days Sheva Brachas, then 7 Yemei Avelis. And he will come and ask us a Kasha. Why first 7 days of Sheva Brachas? And then the Avelis. Avelis is a strong Derabbanon. Sheva Brachas is a weak. Azevi the Avelis could be doiche the first day of the Yom Tov Sheni, let the first day of the Avelis, that is very strong, to be doiche the first day of Sheva Brachas. This is the kasha be'etzem. Bottom line, this is the kasha of the Rosh. Avelis could be doiche regel, could be doiche Yom Tov Sheni, so why the Avelis is not doiche the first day of the Sheva Brachas? And as I answer, it'll be very messy. It'll be one day Avelis, Shabbos, and then Avelis. Glad? Fashteinisht. I'm learning a sugya for a week. That be'etzem, I wanted to start the Avelis right away because my father died. And Chazal told me, please push off the Avelis. We need Sheva Brachas because you made a wedding. All of the food is ready. Everything is around. If you push it off, there'll be no one to run your wedding in 7 days. There'll be no one to prepare the food. There's a hefset of the money. So we need to do the chasana right away. This is the tzus of the shmaisa of the sugya. This is the tzus of the shmaisa of the sugya. You need to do everything right away. Because if not, you lose it, right? That's the tzus of the shmaisa. So the Rosh is coming with a kasha. Why Avelis is Deicha Yom Tov Sheini? And you start the Avelis right away. Because the Avelis is Yesh Lo Iko Min HaTeire. And Yom Tov Sheini is a Shvacha de Rabbonon. So by us also, do the first day Avelis, then Sheva Brochas, and then Avelis. If I will do the first day Avelis, you know what will happen if I will do the first day Avelis? So I got married. Marrying doesn't mean what we dance for 5 hours. Marrying means under the chuppah. They go into a room, they do a beer, they run to the levaya, and then the Rosh wants to be 24 hours, they'll sit shiva, and then they'll start shabbos. The whole wedding went for a waste. So who will be no one to take care of the wedding later? What? I'm telling you kasha. The Rishonim came with a kasha. What was the kasha of the Rishonim? What was the kasha of the Rishonim? The Rishonim's kasha is, why in Yom Tov Sheini the Avelis is Doiche? Why Yom Tov Sheini the Avelis is Doiche? The Avelis can be Doiche in Yom Tov Sheini. The Avelis is Doiche in Yom Tov Sheini. Why here the Avelis is not Doiche the first day of Sheva Brochas? The answer is because if we doicha, we don't have no one with a hefset. As a hefset of all the food. Yeah, anyway, throwing away the food now. What are the shiny one?
You don't even do another wedding.
But as a hefset of the food. Well, you're talking not to do a wedding?
No, you had a wedding. You didn't
marry. The wedding is not the suda. We're not asking on the wedding. He could do the wedding in a week also.
No, but then you have to make
a he doesn't have to. You're telling him anyway to make a wedding without a suda. You're offering him now a wedding without a suda.
That's because
he's
somebody's there.
Again, you're telling him to make a wedding without a Sheva Brochas. That he can do tomorrow. He doesn't want to have a wedding without a Sheva Brochas. We want him to have a suda. And to have a suda of suda. We want him to have a chasana. This is the whole sugi. Not only that. Lo yitzu, the food is not ready. And there's no loss of food. We don't make a wedding. Are you stating the Gemara? We only make the wedding because everything is ready, and if you will not make the wedding now, nothing will be left. Such a hefset, and no one to shtol the chasana later, so they will not have a wedding. So let them to have a wedding. Frek de Rosh, let them to have a wedding, but you know what wedding? Without no food. Shalom Aleichem. So I'm asking a kasha. What is the kasha of the Rosh? Let me go back to the Rosh. The Rosh tell the kasha. He found the Bahag. Without the Bahag, we don't have a kasha. Avelis is never doiche. If the chasana starts, if you make a regular start, Avelis is never doiche. You make the wedding, the Sheva Brocha starts, and the Avelis is pushed off. But the Bahag said that Avelis could push off a Yom Tov de Rabbono. Yom Tov Sheini? Yom Tov Sheini is pushed off by Avelis. So regel, if the chosin is like a Yom Tov Sheini, Frank de Rosh, let the Avelis to push off the first day. And Sheva Brochas will start. So what will happen? Machnisim is hames lacheder, chosin lekale lechupe boyel, goes out, uzikrashi miyad alevaye, and then sit shiva for 24 hours, and then I'll start the Sheva Brochas. No wedding, I lost all the food. I lost everything.
This is the rest, it's no choice.
Not the rice, we're going for the second day. It's not the rice, it's the Rabbonon. The answer is we're going, it's the Rabbonon. And why are we doing it? Because it's not Gishmak. He has a better teretz. Well, it's the Rabbonon. So when Yom Tov Sheini, there's no reason to have a Yom Tov Sheini. So they ask him to push it off. Here was the reason to have a wedding. So the man, they didn't push it off. This is the Tzur Shmaisa. This is the source of the Shmaisa. This is the source of the Shmaisa. Yeah, about this kasha, I think this kasha is a very, very starke kasha ba'oimek asugi. It's a very starke kasha ba'oimek asugi. Again. Ari the Rosh is my mida gemore. The gemore state, you do 7 days in my mishte, and then you make your me'avelis. That's the diabolus of gemore. Why? The Gemara explains, because if you do the Avelis, it's a waste of the food for the wedding, and it's a waste, it's no one to prepare it later. That's the source of the Shmaisa. This is the Siba and the Shmaisa. This is the Siba and the Shmaisa that you doicha the Avelis till after the Shabbos. Comes the Rosh and he said, but I found the Bahag. The Bahag said that Avelis is doicha yontef sheini. No. If Avelis is doicha yontef sheini, it has to be doicha Shabbos. So if it's Deiraise, he's asking a starke kasha. With Deiraise, the Avelis has to be Deiche. Too bad that Rabbanu wanted the Shabbos to start. Too bad that they wanted to start. But the Avelis is Deiche. But the Avelis is Deiche. But if it's a Rabbanu, so he's asking a kasha, so why here the Avelis is not Deiche the Shabbos? This is the kasha of the Rosh. Zog the Rosh HaTeretz. Zog the Rosh HaTeretz. The Siba that it's not Doiche, the Siba that it's not Doiche here, Poshet, it's not Gishmak. One day Avelis, it's not Gishmak. So they left it like that. If I would be the Rosh, I would answer very Poshet Siba. You know why by us they decided not to? Because they want to have a wedding. I mean, this is the whole Sugya we're learning. The whole Sugya we're learning is that they want to have a wedding. This is the Amodas Sugya. That they wanted to have the wedding, they prepared for the wedding, it's a waste of the wedding, so they wanted to happen. This is the Takana de Rabbonon. So the Takana de Rabbonon, they want to have the wedding, so while they want to have the wedding, the Mele, they made Shivas Yimei Mishneh, this is the whole purpose for the wedding, not for the Shabbos Brochas. So the Mele, they made me the wedding, and then they made Avelis, come to Rosh and says, yeah, but Avelis has to be Deicha. So if it's the Raisi, he's asking a good question, he's answering that both are the Raisi. He says it's the Rabbanon, so why here they didn't want to make it? Because it would be messy. This is not messy. So why here it's Deicha? Because it would be messy, it's not Deicha. Frank de Welt, he could have answered a much geschmackere Teretz. That here it can be Deicha, because if it would be Deicha, it would be a waste of the wedding. So some want to answer like you, that for one day you could push off the wedding. Ba 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 ba. So some want to answer, maybe you could push it off for one day. The wedding could wait for one day, and Taki, you'll do the wedding in the second day. Ah, you say it's mutna that you could push it off for one day. They say they have a siyate. The Gemara says, Beetz, and the whole sugi was that the guy died Monday. The Gemara says, even though normally you have to get married Wednesday, but because this whole story happened, you're getting married Monday, because we don't want the wedding to go for a waste. Father is there, the food is ready, so we bring the chasen on Monday instead of Wednesday. Even the Be'etzem, normally people have to get married Wednesday, here you're getting married Monday. But if the father would not die, so when we'll do the wedding? Wednesday. The food is ready Monday. Vai says you could wait a day. So Vai says you could wait a day. Why is that you could wait a day? Yeah, it's a doichak. So, and what if you can't? So, what is the kash of the Rosh? And Chazal decided sometimes you could, sometimes you can't. So, Mele Val, sometimes you could and sometimes you can't. So, Mele Chazal decided to make it. Sometimes you could wait a day. So, you're asking me a kash, why Chazal decided here to push it off? I'm answering you. Because the whole reason is trying to take care of weddings, and a lot of times the wedding could be messed up. So, Chazal decided to do it. Such a starke kasha, and the Rosh has to make up a pshat, and the Ran comes with a pshat, and the Ramban comes with a pshat, and every Rishon has a kasha. Why the Avelis is not doicha the first day? And what is their answer? A mot nezach, no terutzim. It's not gishmak when the Avelis is 6 days like this. It's very messy. Better to make it organized. That's the ganze teretz. Answer, we need the first day for the Shabbos. We need the first day for the chasana. The kasha is a very starke kasha. Kasha is a very starke kasha. too schwach to answer like that. So the Lombim want to say a teretz. So the Bismeldush of Reb Nochem. I think it's a very Lombish teretz, but I think Becheshbon has a problem. Reb Nochem said like this. Chazal decided when the father dies to put him in the room to make a chasana, Sheva Bochus, and then Yemei Avelus. Why? To take care of the wedding. Not only take care of them, or lost of money, do the chasana, pushed off the Yemei Avelus. But how Chazal did it? Lefi Rashi, they said, do the chasana, Sheva Bochus will start, and after Sheva Bochus will start, the Avelus will be pushed off. Lefi the Rishonim, they said to start the new Gimei Simcha and then to start the new Gimei Avelus. Be'etzem, the Avelus could have started before, like the Ochiv Shel Chosen. But they said, start Yimei Mishne and then start the Yimei Avelus. This is the Takana de Rabbanon for saving the wedding, for saving the Matzav. Comes the Rosh and says, Alts is good. Chazal have a koyach to say, start Yimei Mishne and then start the Yimei Avelus. Chazal have a koyach to do it. But we have a new kasha, Zog the Rosh. Zog the Rosh, we have a new kasha. What is our new kasha? The halacha is that if the Avelus falls in Yemei HaMishte, the Avelus could push off the Yemei HaMishte. Array, if someone dies in the regel is here. The Avelus is so strong and it pushes it off. So you're right, the koyach of Chazal was to say that Sheva Brochus starts right away. Lefi Rashi, because the wedding started, Lefi the Rif, they decided to choose the Sheva Brochus over the Yemei Avelus. So the Sheva Brochus starts right away. Richtig. The Sheva Brochus starts right away. Maspe. Sheva Brochus starts right away. Aber es aloche, that when the Avelus comes and it parks on Yemei HaMishte, the Avelus pushes off the Yemei HaMishte. And you have Regel. You have Yontav Sheni. And the Avelus comes in the Regel. What happens when the Avelus comes in the Regel? It pushes it off. So you write that Chazal said to start the Sheva Brochus, but the Avelus came. If the Avelus came, the Avelus has to start the Sheva Brochus. The Avelus has to push off the Sheva Brochus. This is the Rishonim's kasha. Chazal had a koyach to choose and to say, Sheva Brochus will start before the Yemei Avelus. Frag the Ramban, frag the Rosh, frag the Ran, but as a halacha, even when someone is already in the middle of Sheva Brochus, he's in Yontif. Sheva Brochus is like a regel. He's in Yontif, Yontif Sheini. And the Avelus comes, the Avelus pushes us off. The Avelus wins the Yemei Regel. If the Avelus wins the Yemei Regel, if the Avelus wins the Yemei HaRegel, so here also, let the Avelus to win the Yemei HaRegel. Chazal have a koyach to say who is first. But they can't change Maase Bereishis. Now I'll explain. Chazal don't have a koyach to change Maase Bereishis. What the pshat, they don't have a koyach to change Maase Bereishis? They didn't say that we have Torah Chadosha. They don't say we have a Torah Chadosha. They don't say the rules change. What I will start? Avelus or Regel? Start Regel. But even the klolim is, when I have a Regel and Avelus, the Avelus is doicha the Regel. So here also, the Avelus has to be doicha the Regel. That's very simple. Chazal didn't say, you know, because this chosen has to be a chosen, you know what? We'll stop the daven for a week and we'll mechal Shabbos. They could say, he's a chosen and he's a ovel. What to do? Chasan or Avel? Avelus, Chasan. You have to start other 7 days to be sad, other 7 days to be happy. Normally you start the sad first because it has a schus. He died before the Chasan. We say, start the Regel first. Now, this guy is like in the Regel. This guy is like in the Regel. What happens when someone in the middle of the Regel and someone dies? He stops the Regel. So this chosen also has to stop. You can't answer me, but they need a wedding. It doesn't work. They did one thing. What to start? Avelus or Regel? Regel. Why? For the wedding. Push off the Levaya. Regel. Start it. Frag in the Rishonim, but it's a klal that even when Regel starts, If Avelis comes, Avelis stops the whole thing. That they can't change. They could do what they want, but they don't change it. They didn't make a new Shulchan Aruch. The Moshe, when after he does Shevi Yemei Avelis, yeah, he opens Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Avelis, and he keeps the Halachos from Avelis. He keeps the Halachos from Avelis. So Bemele, Frek Ter, Frek in the Rishonim, Ein Echenami, you will start the Sheva Brochas. Because the chasene, but the halacha is when the avelis comes, it has to push off sheva brachas. That they can't change. That is the halacha beyuchis avelus. They can't switch it. If the klal is alemol that be avelis the iraise, but davar sheyesh lemefurish min hateire, it overlaps a sheva brachas. It overlaps a regel, and even if you're in the middle of the regel, it goes away. So this was the kash of the Rishonim. What they answered? They answered that Mehilchis Avelis you can't do it. Why Mehilchis Avelis you can't do it? Because it's not Gishmak to the Avelus. It's not Gishmak to the Avelus that the Avelus will start and stop. You can't do to the Avelus that will be one day Avelus that not Gishmak for the Avelus. So the Avelus doesn't want to push off the Sheva Brochas, because what will happen to the Avelus? One day Avelus, 7 day Mehamishte, back to Avelus, it's not Gishmak. So this is the Lombus that Reb Nochem was maimed in the Sugya. And again, I want to say, the Lombus is glad. I think they had a Toys Becheshman. But first, the Lombus of Reb Nochem. Nochem says like this: Chazal could say, "Mikoyach tzoyich sheva brachas, start Yemei Amishte, do the Avelis later." Frag the Rosh, "Alts is good, but I have a Shulchan Aruch Bilchus Avelis that even when I'm in the middle of a regel, if I have a Avelis, the Reise, it pushes off the regel. So here also, it has to push off the regel; it can't change. So one tells me that Chazal decided." Now they want me to start the Shabbos first, but I can't start the Shabbos first. Why I can't start the Shabbos first? Because if I start the Shabbos first, comes the Avelis and tells me I have to be first. Zog the Rosh, I'll tell you the terrors. You know why it's not a problem? Because if the Avelis will come first, he will be very funny. He'll be one day Avelis, back to Shabbos, and back to Avelis, not Gishmak to the Avelis. Avelis doesn't want to be like that. So Val Avelis doesn't want to be like that, the Mele, the Avelis will not push. Avelis doesn't want it. It's a Zizul Avelis. It's not good for the... Be'etzem, the Avelis comes to be Doiche. Why? Because he's more important. But while he will lose, that he will be split the two, he doesn't want to be Doiche. So the Shulchan Aruch of Avelis, the Kashubo, the Shulchan Aruch of Avelis says, push off the Sheva Brochas, even that it started, and that they can't change. The Teretz is, Milchis Avelis, they don't want to switch it. Adkan is the Lomdus of Reb Nochem. I want just to oir to you in the Kudel HaMachshove. You have to understand good the Oimek. A poshte kasha. The Rosh wanted that the Avelis will come and push off the first day. Then you go back to Sheva Brochas. Zog the Rosh, and we said, Chazal want everything to help you, but what they could do to help you is they could start the Sheva Brochas. But if, even after they start the Sheva Brochas, is a halacha be'avelis that it pushes off every Sheva Brochas, it has to push it off here also. And the answer is, but it's not Gishmak for the Avelis, so we will not do it. I want to ask you a shayla b'chesh, but I say, the longest of Reb Nochem, that Farid b'chaz, and Reb Nochem was marich, and I think a whole shir, to boy off from this Rosh. I want to ask you a shayla. Why is it not Gishmak for the Avelis? Because it will be one day, and then the Avelis will switch off. Right? I want to ask you a kasha. Why the Avelis will be one day, and then it will switch back to Sheva Brochas? Why to switch back to Sheva Brochas? Think, don't answer. Why to go back to Sheva Brochas? The father died before the Chasana. Then they made a Chasana. Meikar adin the Avedis has to start. Chazal wanted to help you for the wedding, they made a Shem Brachas. The Maisa the Avedis pushes off the first day, so you don't do a wedding anymore. Ois wedding. Now, after one day, you want to start Shabbos. Why you want to start Shabbos? The wedding is waste. Everything is lost. Nothing is left. Why you want to start Shabbos? Why you want to start Shabbos? Because Chazal said to start Shabbos, right? But look at the Avinus will push off for one day. There's no point to do the Shabbos wedding. You lost the wedding. We lost the food. Think, listen, use your head, think. It's a hard cheshbon, but think. Again, the Rosh came and he asked the Kasha, push off the Shabbos one day. Zog the Rosh, what will happen? It'll be Avelis one day, Shivim Mishta, and then Avelis. If the Avelis will push off the first day of Shabbos, it's no more wedding. If it's no more wedding, there's no idiot to make the Shabbos after it. Why to make Shabbos? The whole reason they said to make Shabbos was because they wanted you to have a wedding. But if they didn't want you to, if it's no wedding anyways, so there's no reason for Chazal to do it. So lo yitzir, the Avelis will push off one day, I would say the Avelis will stay for 7 days. So you're right. Val Chazal said to make Shabbos, so the Avelis pushes off for one day, it's not Gishmak, so maybe the Avelis doesn't push off, and maybe you can do the wedding. So it's very modern that this will be the Takanas Chazal. Very modern that this will be the Takanas Chazal. What is Takanas Chazal? To make a wedding. The Avelis will push it off, too bad. If the Avelis comes, nothing more to do. So why the Avelis doesn't do it? Because if it will do it, it will be Avelis for one day, not Gishmak. But why will it be Avelis for one day? Because Chazal said a Shabbos. But if the Avelis will push off, there will be no reason to make Shabbos. So you're right, after Chazal said Shabbos, and the Avelis can't push off, and maybe you can do a wedding. But the Cheshman, so Takanas Chazal is very shvel. Takanas Chazal is very shvel. What? No, nobody said to make a wedding. They said to make a wedding. Today, why we push off the Avelis? Because we want to dance after the Levaya with the Chosan and the Kala, because all the food is ready. This is the reason of the Takone. Zog the Rosh, but it will not help because Avelis is stronger. So but Avelis is not Gishmak, it will be only for one day. But why the Avelis will be for one day? Be'etzem, the Avelis has to be for 7 days, Zog the Rif. The Rif says, Be'etzem, every time the Avelis is first. Because the Simas Avelis was first. What? Yeah, don't argue. This is what we said. Don't argue about Potim. Again, we explained that Noise is the Chasana. Not true. The noise is only the chasana. Don't try to answer it matzat. The whole purpose is the first day for the chasana. This was the kasha. It's not for the sheva brachas. They only did it for the chasana. If it's not Tivchoy Tavuach and it's not Yeinir Mazuk, they didn't do it. They only do it for the loss of the wedding. So it's like the Shach, the Taz, all the Nesek Eilish. Lama Zendik Gemara Vaita. Omar Ma. Benkach u Benkach doesn't make a difference when he's getting married with Neoines, Loi with Neoines. Mitzad shokdu, loy mitzad shokdu. Lo yivoy, loy be'erev Shabbos, ve loy be'motzi Shabbos. He's not allowed to do the bia, nish be'erev Shabbos, and not in motzi Shabbos. Zog di gmore, bishleime be'erev Shabbos, mishum chabure, he's moitzi dam, that's the next sugar we'll learn. So you're not allowed to get married erev Shabbos, and you do the bia lel Shabbos, you moitzi dam, so it's as a chabura and Shabbos. Ela b'motzi Shabbos amai loy. Why you not allowed to do the bia motzi Shabbos? Omar Rav Zeire, mishum cheshboines. If you do the bia motzi Shabbos, you will come to make cheshboines. Rashi says was a minig in that days that they made a suda when they did a bia. Was a minig they made a suda when they do the bia. So mele, if you boil Motzei Shabbos, he will make a Suda Motzei Shabbos, and he will make Cheshboines and Shabbos for the Suda of Motzei Shabbos. Omar le'abaye v'cheshboines shel mitzvah me'asire? Aray, it's a Suda's mitzvah. Mele, you're allowed to make the Cheshboines and Shabbos. ורב חיסדה ורב אמנון אדם את הווי חשבוני של מצווה מוטה לחשבן בשבץ ואומר רב לזר פויסקים צדוקו לעניים בשבץ ואומר רב ינקי ואומר רבי יחנון הולכים בתגנסיס ומדדרוש את ספקח ולזכי רבים בשבץ ואומר רב ינקי ברידי ואומר רבי יחנון מפקחים פיקוח נפש בשבץ זה לאו דווקא פיקוח נפש ממש מן צורכי רבים ואומר רב שמול בר נחמני ואומר רבי ינסון הולכים לתתודויס וקרקויס לפקח ולזכי רבים בשבץ. So you're allowed to make cheshbonis shel mitzvah. So again, the kasha is bishlei me'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a bia because you moitzi dam and lel Shabbos. But why you're not allowed to do a bia motzei Shabbos? Why you're not allowed to do a bia motzei Shabbos? So what the Gemara said? Mishum cheshbonis. Lechura, what is the problem? Even if you make cheshbonis and Shabbos for the suda, but cheshbonis shel mitzvah amut. The Gemara brings more mekoyres that you're allowed to do cheshbonis shel mitzvah and Shabbos. V'tona devei Menashe meshatchim al atinoikes le'ares b'Shabbos. Meshatchim al atinoikes. So our girsan the Gemara is meshatchim al atinoikes. Tinoiket. Loshen ekeiva. Not tinoikes. But two vavim. Tinoiket. Tinoikes. Loshen ekeiva. Le'ares b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make the cheshbonis to make a shidduch of a daughter in Shabbos. So the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, why it says Tinoikes? Why only the daughter? The Gemara in Kiddushin says, there's a Chiyuv to Lehasi Bita. You're right, in the Zmiris L'Shabbos we say L'Shadech Abonois. So in the Zmiris is not a Kasha, he took it from the Gemara. But the Kasha is on the Gemara. Kasha is on the Gemara. Why it says L'Shadech Abonois, L'Ares Atinoikos? Some had a Girsa here in the Gemara Atinoikos. The little kid, the father, is also Meshubet to Meshabit himself. But our girsa, as it was the girsa from the Baal HaZmiris, that tackled the meet them, but you allowed us a tinoikes? Moaz Mamshich. V'al atinoik lelamdoi sefer, v'lelamdoi umnes. You're allowed to make up with a person to teach your son? So the Mefoshim asked the Kasha, why are you allowed to give the Rebbe money? Are is the chiv to melamed teire is bechinom. A person is not allowed to charge for teaching. Gemara Darshan's man, ni bechinom, afatem bechinom. So why are you allowed to give schar? We have two terutzim in the Rishonim. One terutz the Rishonim say because schar batole, because at the same time he could have worked somewhere else, so you're paying him what he lost. So you don't pay him the full price. How much you'll be happy not to do that meloche? Another terutz the Rishonim bring down, that you're teaching it, that we're speaking in a Rebbe that teaches the trop, not the Gemara, to teach him the nigdim. So Rebbe Libor Finger would say, we say in the Zmiris L'Shabbos, V'tinek l'lamdei sefer l'amnatzeach b'neginis. What is l'amnatzeach b'neginis? It says the Baal HaZmiris, he learned that the answer is not the mitzad tzchar batole. He learned that the heter is mitzad the negine. So this is the pshat. This is the reason that the Mele the Baal HaGon, he said l'amnatzeach al ha-neginis. L'amnatzeach al ha-neginis. Elo Omar Abzeire, Gzeire Shemo Yishchot Benoif. Gzeire Shemo Yishchot Benoif. The reason you're not allowed to get married, to make a bia Motzei Shabbos is that you come to Shecht and Shabbos of Benoif. Omar Le'abaye, Elo Me'ato Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yoyis B'Sheini B'Shabbos. So it's a din to make a Suda Sunday, is a mitzvah to eat. Erev Yom Kippur, Yidoche. So they'll push off Yom Kippur to Yom Shlishi, because if Yom Kippur is Monday, so you have to eat a Suda Sunday, and you're come to be Shoychet Benoif and Shabbos for the Suda of Sunday. So the Gemara was that you'll push off Yom Kippur to Yom Shlishi, that you'll not be Nichshel in Chil Shabbos, Shechton HaBenoif. Pnei Yeshua explains, you can't push off Yom Kippur. So Pnei Yeshua explains, there'll be Me'aber Chodesh Elul, and Bemele, Lemoshel, when Yom Kippur is Monday, it means Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. So the Me'aber Rosh Hashanah Elul, so Rosh Hashanah will be Sunday. Bemele Yom Kippur will be Chal Yom Shlishi. They didn't mean that Stam they will push off Yom Kippur. As they zog the Pnei Yeshua. Frag the Pnei Yeshua, So we'll come out and Rosh Hashanah will be Sunday. As a klal, lo yadu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday. And why Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday? Because if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Rosh Hashanah Rabbi comes out in Shabbos, and the gzeir, the people will be metaltel harove. So I said, what are you gaining now? To push off, to make Elul, Rosh Hashanah Sunday, that Yom Kippur will be Yom Shlishi, because you don't want Yom Kippur to be Monday, because you don't want the Mechal Shabbos. You're causing Rosh Hashanah Rabbi to come out in Shabbos. So the Chasam Sefer does Nishkan Taina. Why? Said, but the Maaseh you're gaining that if Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, so it's no Shofar. So normally it's, but we don't push off Rosh Hashanah to Sunday, even though we're gaining Shofar, because we're scared someone will carry the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. Over here, then you're gaining Chasam Sefer Cheshbon. Mikol Mekoyim, the Gemara makes a Cheshbon to push off the Yom Kippur, to push off the Yom Kippur, and if you push off the Yom Kippur to Yom Shlishi, because Gzei Hashem Ha'ishcha Benoy, and for the Gemara, we're not choishes that a person was shecht in Shabbos for Sudas Erev Yom Kippur. Hoche de l'achayrim is busy with a wedding, he's nervous, the guests are coming, he will forget that he will be shecht in Shabbos. Inami, the Gemara says a better tarot. Hosom and Yom Kippur, if it's Chal on Monday, when is the Suda? Sunday morning. So he has the whole Motzi Shabbos, the papir. So b'meili, he will not shecht in Shabbos. Masha'enken by us, if he's doing the Bia Motzi Shabbos, is a chash that he will shecht in Shabbos. Inam yihosom is l'ravche. Hoche les l'ravche. Zogt Rashi. Hosom is l'ravche lishchoit balaylo. She'asudo eino ad lemocho. So Yom Kippur is Monday, the Suda is Sunday morning. So the man is no chash that he will shechten by night. Masha'en ken, by us, the Bia is Motzi Shabbos, he needs food for the Suda, he will shechten Shabbos. The Goen in Siman Tov Reish Dalet, Zog the Goen, the Ramo brings down that we don't say Slichas Erev Yom Kippur, because it's a Yontef. V'yesh Noyagim to say Slichas by night. And then you could say long slichas. And our minig zog de ramo that even by night, Yom Kippur, we don't say big slichas. Zog de ramo, it's tolui, if the aloche to eat a sude and erev Yom Kippur, mitzad yontef, starts only by day or even by night. From when you have to do the sude? Zog de goen, ve aloche shede dechure, yontef is only by day and not by night. Kedemuchach ksubes dafheyu berashi, Rashi says u balaylo. Rashi also says to Ravche, she'asudu balaylo. She'asudu balaylo, she'asudu einu ad lemocho. So the Goen state in Rashi by us, that the chiyuv sude in Erev Yom Kippur is only by day and not by night. So the Gemara had two terutzim, why in Erev Yom Kippur we don't have a gzeire, shemo yishchad benoy. Only because the second tenet is that the sude is by day and not by night. So here you don't have time, because you boil by night, you need the food for the night. Then you need the food for the day. Second tenet is, the first tenet of the Gemara, Hosom is le'acherim. So you're not so by us it's le'acherim, you're told. Here it's le'atzmoy, Yom Kippur, but maybe you're not told. So I want to ask you a shayla. So the first tenets of the Gemara really learns that in Yom Kippur is also chashash shemo yishchad benoyf. Just why we're not choshesh? Because there the meal is only for yourself. The second tenet says much better. Erev Yom Kippur is no lachatz. Yeah, the suda is by day. What's how the first tenet? Why the first tenet didn't say the second tenet? What's how the first tenet of the Gemara? The Gemara asked the kasha from Yom Kippur. What's not the first talent? David, what's not the first talent?
Let's see, you have a lot of guests.
What's not the Gemara? What's not the Gemara? The first talent, second talent says, by us is a lachat. Why? Because, look, the second talent, you have to make the Suda by night. May of Yom Kippur, you have time till the day. Was out the first Teretz. So you could say that he holds that maybe it's a mitzvah to eat also by night. Let me stop it, that this machlek is both the Terutzim. Let me start with this, the machlekes above the terutz. Deichad. To say that this is the two terutz. More me stabber to say that he holds that even if the Suda is by day, it's a lachatz. It's not enough time. Maybe in the winter it's a bit shmurka, by summer. It's not, even by day, it's a chshash. A person is a chshash. As a Muslim zog. As a Muslim zog, that the first terutz holds that even for the day is a lachatz. Second terutz holds nishta zay. I want to be masked. We mentioned already, and this we have to besak him this Indian. We have a shayla, why you don't get married Sunday? The Gemara says, shokdu, 3 days. Bezmanche botedin kvuyim b'chal yoyim, you can get married Sunday. We never mentioned Shema Yishchat Benoy. Tesis and Davzayin and Mudalef, the last line, Tesis, we don't pass in Shema Yishchat Benoy. We never mentioned Shema Yishchat Benoif in our Gemaras. We had a kasha, we started Masech Tiksuvis a month ago. Why the Frank the Gemara, why not Sunday? Shokdu! The Gemara could have answered, why not Sunday? Shema Yishchat Benoif. We don't answer it. Zog Teis Dav Zayin, we don't pass in Shema Yishchat Benoif. We said then also, Nazar Teretz, Shema Yishchat Benoif is not a real reason for a date. It's a Zayti Kazach. Some say, Bichlal, that Shema Yishchat Benoif is only at that meal that they did when they do a beer. It was unplanned. You got married, and then when you did a beer, you came out from the beer, you made a suda. But the wedding people prepare weeks before is no shah, Shema Yishcha Benayif. We don't paskin it. The Rambam paskins it. We mentioned the Rambam perek yud aloch yudal b'ilchis ishus paskins botedinim yoishim b'chol yoim ishon nises b'chol yoim chutz from Sunday and Friday. Why? Shema Yishcha Benayif. And givaldik a Rambam. The Rambam paskins our gemara. I want to ask you a kasha. L'chura the Rambam is wrong. L'chura the Rambam is wrong. I never found a gemara. You can't get married Sunday. Shema Yishchat Benayif. Velvi, you found a gemara? Where? What masechta? No, look in the gemara. Show me. Tell me one line. No, tell me what gemara. Avush said you can't get married Sunday. Shema Yishchat Benayif. Motzei Shabbos. Sunday is time. Ikiravche. Sunday I could prepare the meal. How the Rambam pass? The Gemara wanted I'll get married Sunday. Right? And I'll do the beer Monday night. Monday morning, early Monday. Avush said you can't get married Sunday. Sunday? Shema Yishcha Benayif? Sunday Shema Yishcha Benayif? The Teretz is, the Rambam pass in the first Teretz of the Gemara. That even if Yom Kippur is Monday, the Gemara said that there's a problem, Shema Yishcha Benayif. I have the whole night to prepare. How the first teretz is weiter chashash. So could be we all that after the Gemara said the second teretz, it's anyway not going to get to Sunday. So I'm saying the whole Rambam is the first teretz of the Gemara that even that is Ravche. But if we'll say the second teretz is Cholik, and we'll say the first teretz holds a lot of guests, the first teretz holds that the mitzvah Yom Kippur is even by night. So it's Bichlam. So chutz from all of the terutzim that is not a kashu, why we don't pass Kashem Yishchat Benoif, I'm saying it's not a kashu Bichlam. But this whole Rambam, if Shema Yishchat Benoif, this whole Rambam, if Shema Yishchat Benoif, doesn't exist to us. So no Ravche. The Gemara said in the second Teretz, when it's Ravche, so someone will ask the Kasha, why the Gemara in the Beit didn't say Shema Yishchat Benoif? First, we don't pass in it. Maybe we hold like the second Teretz. We have a Gemara Bichlal that it only is on Motzei Shabbos. No one realized in the Mefoshim that when the Rambam said Shema Yishchat Benayif, it's Gibbayt and the first Teretz of the Gemara. It's Gibbayt and the first Teretz of the Gemara that even when it's Ravche, it's Chashash Shema Yishchat Benayif. But when it's no Ravche, when it's no Ravche, it's no Chashash Bichlal Shema Yishchat Benayif. So B'meil, I'm saying, there's a lot of reasons. The Taisa says in Nav Zayin, we don't paskin. Taisa says you're allowed to get married, even in Shabbos you're allowed to do a beer. And we don't paskin Shema Yishchat Benayif. We said it could be it's not a reason to change Takon HaShokdu. Could be it's only in a beer, not Bichlal in the wedding. Could be it's not a reason to change the days. But I'm saying, Chutz von Ala Sibes, when the Rambam brings down the Gzeyev of Shema Yishchat Benayif, with that reason to Gibbayt on the first Teretz of the Gemara, not on the second Teretz of the Gemara. Because on the second Teretz of the Gemara, when Sidor Ravche, se Bichlal Nishtok in Takone. Now, the MS is we didn't see, we have the Rosh and Siman Vav that we have to be mashlim, and a little bit more the Agadito and the Gemara do. But as a diuk in Rashi, then I have to say that the Gemara here brings out a sugi of broche. Then the Gemara brings that Dorosh Bar Kapore, Gdoli Masem Shel Tzadikim. Then the Gemara says, why the fingers go in the ear? Rashi says, Dorosh Bar Kapore, why the Gemara brings down all these Agadites? Agav the Agadites before, we bring down these Agadites also. Agav the Agadites before, we bring down these Agadites also. State in Rashi that all of this Gemara is Agadite. Dainu, all the Takonas Broche, Dogim, it's not Takonim Me'ikar Adin. It's Agadite Be'alme. This is the reason today, Be'etze Me'ikar Adin, that Isha Nises Bechol Yoyim, we're not Makpid on Broche. But in Seder Alimud, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start Heyamud Beis, Iboi Lehu Ma'u Libel V'Tchila B'Shabbos. Maybe Ramon Perik Zayin, Perik Dalla Palav Zayin, said, that's the regular